The toxic release inventory was created after a chemical disaster in Bhopal, India in the mid-1980s. TRI requires certain U.S. businesses to report releases of potentially hazardous chemicals. The Bush administration wants to raise the amount of pollution that could be released before a company has to report. The federal plan would also exclude reporting of certain chemicals and require reports every other year instead of annually. Sierra Club spokesperson Jennifer Fireherm says any weakening of the inventory would be felt in Wisconsin.
I know for many years communities have used information that the TRI provides to assess chemical issues and use that information really to open dialogue with facilities in their communities. And that's what the TRI really does, is it gives us a first step at being able to open that dialogue and start talking about the ways that we produce products.
Fireherm says TRI helps determine if companies are just shifting their emissions from land to water and does so in a timely way. An environmental group in Milwaukee has used TRI data, and the League of Women Voters used it to track air pollution in Wisconsin Rapids. The state's largest utility, We Energies, has had to report some chemical releases under TRI for the last 7 years. Environmental policy manager Chris McKinney says he wouldn't mind if the president's plan becomes law.
We're comfortable with the current program. We would be comfortable with a new program and having less administrative burdens from reporting requirement is something that we strive for, not under TRI reporting, but generally through some of the innovation programs that we participate in.
The group National Environmental Trust said yesterday that facilities in dozens of Wisconsin zip codes would have to do less reporting under the proposed TRI changes. The EPA is accepting public comments on the plan through January 13th. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.